guys have a lot of patience. I do not. You may have noticed that working with me over the years. Right. I don't have a lot of patience.
Speaking of patience, how do you like that little segue? Dr. Merman is on the phone when you're ready.
Get it? A doctor with patience? Huh?
I knew you'd love it.
Take that home with you. That's all I'd say. Dr. Merman, how are you, Pally?
Oh, hold on. Okay, now.
You damn right. Dr. Merman, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
No, I'm wonderful. I was reading a story. I don't know if you could hear me reading it or not, but doctors, can you peel an egg without breaking the membrane?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
God, that's very impressive, sir. I have zero patience.
You know what you need to do? You got it when you boil the egg and then you put it into cold water and then it peels, I think, sometimes without the membrane coming off.
No, this is a raw egg. It's not cooked. It's a raw egg. People can peel it without breaking the membrane, which has got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, that should be impressive. I bet, yes. I haven't got that.
You know, the greatest thing about this conversation is that Dr. Merman called in and thought I was talking about, God, it's got to be a bitch to peel an egg. It's like, really? They're hard. Why would... But it's a raw egg. That's the difference. So what's the latest in your world, Dr. Merman?
Well, you know, it's a new year. I hope everybody has a happy and healthy new year. Everybody. Better than the last one, I hope.
Yeah, it was. Yep, absolutely. Had a great time.
Yeah, great. If anybody has any questions for me, just send an email, you know, on our website, lifemedical.us. Just click on send me an email on the homepage, and I can always reply. Or call the clinic, 952-933-8900.
Okay, I do have a question for you. I'm glad you asked that, because I went to see Dr. Merman several years ago now, because I couldn't get any sleep without taking heavy drugs. And I got, you know, to the point in my life, I didn't want to take those drugs to put me to sleep anymore. So THC had become legalized as a drug. And I went to Dr. Merman, and he gave me the prescription for it. And luckily, I've been on sleeping much better for the last few years. But I have a question for you, Dr. Merman, and I think I'm hoping most people would be interested in this. The combination of, let's say, gummies, chewables, tinctures, all these different forms, you know, flour, not in Minnesota yet, but it will be. So is there a combination you should stay away from, or is THC just THC?
Well, first of all, flour, we should have it in a couple of months, supposedly March.
Okay? Much so, cheaper.
Supposedly, yes, hopefully, that's what they're telling us. The edibles, like the gummies and stuff, probably August. I'm not quite sure what's the big advantage of that, but some people like them, so great.
Yep.
That should be available. I don't think it makes any difference what preparation you take.
Okay, good.
As long as you have the right strain of the plant, and the strain defines the CBD to THC ratio in the plant. So it's not just THC, you're taking the whole plant product, and depending on the ratio, you get the effect you want. And if you have sometimes side effects, which does happen, then the pharmacist at the dispensary is always there to help you and figure out how to change the prescription.
Great.
Yeah. Like, for example, right now I'm working with my dad. He's 92. He's had some issues, and we're trying to help him. And he had some side effects, which is not uncommon in older people.
Right.
What do I do? You know, I'm not the biggest expert on figuring out the doses, so I called the pharmacist. They're always there. And we had great help, and they basically helped us figure out how to change it. And we are, you know, getting the dose figured out. So that's the process.
That works for me. I brought this up. We talked about it on the show last week, as a matter of fact, that I tend to have a lot of nightmares. I always have since I was a little boy. But I have noticed if I do the wrong combination, and I don't know what that combination is yet, sometimes I sleep very, very well. But if I do the wrong combination of what I'm doing, or maybe it's the amount that I'm doing, doing THC can give me nightmares. Is that common, or is it just does it embellish what I'm already feeling anyway? Is that what that's all about?
Nightmares, I haven't really seen as a big side effect, although I'm sure it's possible. Anxiety sometimes is a side effect with too much THC, and then you need to kind of scale it down and maybe add more CBD type product.
Oh, good idea.
So that's what the pharmacist needs to figure out. There's all kinds of tricks. There's different ways of dealing with different things. And actually, cannabis is not the only way. That's why I love integrative medicine. Cannabis is one of the great options, but there's others. And sometimes I see people we start with medical cannabis, and then, as they improved, we add some other options, some other methods, and then they improve further. And in some cases, we can actually reduce and even stop cannabis in some of them. And they're more and permanently improved. Like I have a whole bunch of cases of colitis where that happened. We suppressed it, we made them better with cannabis, and then added homeopathy, which is often more curative in these cases. It really helps pain, obviously. I mean, a lot of my patients take cannabis for pain. But once, like a guy has a New Year's resolution, they want to lose weight, for example, right?
But
they might have other problems, like they have a back pain and they have, they can't sleep well because of the pain or whatever. And then so they're tired and they don't feel so good and their mood is not so good and they can't exercise, et cetera. So we need to figure out the right options between cannabis and other methods to help them get out of this cage-22 situation and break it. And it is usually possible. We start them, for example, on cannabis. The pain goes down, they sleep better, they get more energy, they start exercising. Then they start possibly a physical therapy program. And then that improves pain further and possibly acupuncture. And that's what I mean. There's many options, and the patient needs to ask, and then we figure out the right management for them, and they make a decision how to start, and we go there, proceed, and hopefully they improve over the next few months and years.
No, I'm really glad you brought that up.
Yeah,
I'm very happy you brought that up. Is there a danger combining? Because people do it, combining alcohol and THC. Is there a danger there?
I guess it all depends on the amounts. If you drink just a little bit, that's okay. But and that wouldn't do a lot. And it's like with any other drug. I mean, cannabis THC is basically a drug.
Right.
And you need to be cautious. Don't take too much. Start slow. Go up slowly. Adjust the dose slowly. Sometimes I don't even know, the pharmacists will know whether it works well with certain other medications that the patient's on, and will advise on that. But usually I don't see a lot of interactions with other drugs. I haven't seen a lot of trouble with alcohol, but then, as long as you don't drink too much.
That makes sense. Now, another question I have, are some, I would assume, because it's, human beings, are some people allergic to THC, the plant itself, the marijuana plant?
So I certified probably around 3,500 people, and I think I saw one case. Yes, it does happen once in a while, but it's quite rare.
I find that stuff to be fascinating. It just, whether it's allergies or, your lifestyle or whatever it is. But for me, it really has helped me sleep pretty well. Not pretty well. It's helped me sleep really, really well. And it's just something I've fallen into routine. I came and saw you, about 3-4 years ago for the first time. Is that about right, doctor?
Yeah, I think about 4 years.
Yeah, it's been about that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So thanks to you. It worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And I've seen this is like the first thing that usually improves in people is sleep and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I wish we had them as qualifying conditions. We're trying to get them into the qualifying condition list, but they're not. But we usually, I recommend cannabis for other conditions, which are qualifying conditions. But sleep and anxiety usually improve first of all of it. And if somebody wants to know what cannabis is allowed for in the state, it's on our website, again, lifemedical.us, and click on medical marijuana, and the list is right there, and as well as the explanation of how the program works. And there's a link to our page with case results, so like what patients tell me, and we put there. I haven't been doing it last few months, but there's a period of time, quite a few months, where I actually pasted patients' responses, so you can get a sense of you know how people respond to treatment. And that's lifemedical.us. Click on medical marijuana, and it's right there on that page.
Yeah, magnificent.
I mean, it's great stuff. I've been amazed. I started doing it in 2015, but like I said, I certified quite a few people. I see them all in follow up as we are required to. And so many people feel so much better. Like, their life changes. It's really like a rewarding work. Really fun.
People want to reach out to you, Dr. Merman. How do they do that?
Just go on the website, lifemedical.us, and on the homepage, you can click a link to send me an email, and I always respond to that. You know, right. You can call the clinic as well, 952-933-8900. But if you have difficulty getting through, which sometimes people complain about, then just send me an email.
Excellent. Dr. Merman, thanks for your time this morning, sir.
Thank you, everybody. Have a happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year to you, sir. I'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Dr. Merman, Dr. Jacob Merman, ladies and gentlemen, Life Medical over there in St. Louis Park.